Ass and titties.
Ass and titties. There you go.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the greatest goddamn show on air with your host Davis Cohen and my good friend here Cole Clayton. We have a special guest here tonight by the name of D'Angelo, my mechanic friend. How are you doing tonight?
What's up? You know, chilling, like usual.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're doing good tonight because I think we're all having a good night. So, what are we drinking tonight?
Avion Silver. I got it over at the liquor store. Over in Mayfield. I think it's just called the Mayfield Liquor Store. They some good people.
They feel kind of trashy.
It used to not be, but it is now for whatever reason. But
I don't say trashy as in like white trash. I say trashy as in like every time you go there, you're never getting to wherever you're going on time because there's so much fucking traffic.
Oh my god, the traffic, man.
The traffic on Mayfield Road, like, I hate that shit so much. And
it makes no fucking sense on top of that.
Exactly.
You'll be further down Mayfield. Like, the closer you get to the fucking highway, the more people act like they can't fucking drive.
Yes. The people like, suck at driving. And the crazy thing is they're either driving these, like, beat-up pieces of shit, like, 350,000-mile Honda Civic or something, or they're driving, like, a Benz or an Audi. And both of those people don't know how to drive worth a shit.
What's fucked up is there's like $150,000 to $200,000 houses out there, and somehow everybody lives there. Like, it's like, I guess it's like they got that house in the inheritance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but other than other than Mayfield, I really like this. This is one of the smoother tequilas that I've had.
Oh shit. If you're good at basketball, throw it right in there. Well, we see why you're a mechanic.
So. Hey, man, I gotta make a living somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't think to bring the trash can closer. I don't know why. But,
what do
yeah,
you think
so,
of it?
Let me take my sip. You know, that's actually really smooth as hell. I like it better. I forget what tequila we had the last couple of times, but this one actually is probably now my favorite one. I gotta say.
What about you, D'Angelo?
It is extremely smooth, actually.
Yeah,
compared to like normal tequilas. I mean, it is Avion, so I'm not really surprised because it is one of the higher tequilas. But it just goes down. Like, it just doesn't, there's no sting, there's no like ping in your throat or anything. It's nice, smooth. The ice, I know the ice did help dilute it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
usually with ice, you still have that,
That
sting.
Oh yeah, yeah. If it's like
almost
if
like
it's
burnt
real
water
potent,
is what it tastes like
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. If yeah. it's real potent, then yeah. Like, yeah. It depends on the tequila.
And this doesn't have a nip on it at all. Like, no. This is really smooth.
You just really taste the agave. Basically.
Oh yeah. The agave has a good flavor in it, but it doesn't make it like overpowering.
If somebody handed me and told me it was like Fiji water, I wouldn't even question it.
And I know.
I'm really sucking them bitches down. They're like, I'm so hydrated right now.
Like that time that you made triple sec lemonade and didn't tell me until I was on my third glass.
Hey,
shit, what were you, like 18 years old? When that shit
I was so fucked up and I had no idea why because I didn't smoke or drink or do any kind of illicit drug or anything.
Yeah, okay.
And then,
right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, why am I feeling so hazy? And I'm like, this ain't fucking lemonade. And then I was like, what'd you put in this? And he was like, oh, there's triple sec in there.
To be fair, I wasn't trying to, like, drug you or Bill Cosby you or anything. I just, like, I just made it. And then you're like, oh, let me have some Kool-Aid.
I asked you because I saw it in the fridge and I was like, hey, is it Cold Pepsi lemonade? And you were like, oh, yeah, it's fine.
Hey, I mean,
did I say that? No, yeah, that was setting you up. I'm not going to lie. Now you mention it.
I think, like, the only thing I don't like about this, though, is, like, I can't taste the agave that much.
Yeah, there's the, yeah,
I think I'm a little disappointed in that.
You know,
not
honestly,
as much agave.
Honestly, I think it's also, did you put a lime in yours?
Mm-mm.
No? I'm tasting more of the lime than anything, honestly,
yeah.
When I put it in mine. And I wish I regret doing it.
Want to take a sip of mine, bro?
No, I'm cool. Yeah. You know, that COVID thing.
Oh, no. you and me have like exchanged saliva a couple of times. You don't realize it,
but no, we haven't.
You were asleep, but
what?
What?
I feel violated.
He got day raped, bro. Right. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Man, what are you, Bill Cosby's son?
No, that's because I was banging your girl.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
I don't think she'd bang you if you're the last man on earth.
Yeah, man, because I roasted her too hard too many times at this point. She's like, fuck that guy.
So how's life as a mechanic, man?
You know, fucking sucks. Like normal.
So are you working at a shop, or are you kind of doing things on your own, or doing a little both?
I'm working at a shop. Not too far from here. It's off 185th.
Nice.
But, that's cool. I do a lot of shit. Like, for example, last week I put an engine in a Jeep Wrangler from Jurassic Park 3.
No shit.
Yep, I had to rip it apart, take the engine out, rip the engine apart, down to the block, put it all back together, and put that bitch back in.
How long did that take you?
It took me about a week, but I was bullshitting for like 3 days.
you were pussyfooting around the job.
Yeah, man, I don't get paid enough to work my ass off.
All right.
I get. I
feel that.
Do you get paid by the hour?
Yeah.
Okay, so. And then you be Jewing people then.
Oh, yeah. And then they fucking, what is that? I think it costs like seven grand, around $7,000 a year.
$7,000?
I get paid like a fraction of that.
How much do you bring home with that on a $7,000? Do you make commission or?
Nah, I wish. No? I wish.
Oh, so you just like, get your hourly pay.
So if this was like, say if this was like fucking Conrad's or some shit, and I did shit like that, I would make bank.
Why don't you work at Conrad's then?
Because they fucking suck.
I can see that. Every time I go in there, they're busy as hell.
The way is like, the way shops work is like, unless you have fucking experience, years and years and years and years of experience, and you have ASC certifications and all this other shit that you need, then they'll bring you in and they'll give you jobs.
Right.
Till then, you're doing fucking tires. You don't make shit on tires. You make $4 on tire, $3 on tires, depending on the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Or fucking oil changes. You don't make shit on oil changes. And then they say if you did some shit and you sold a job, say you sold some struts, you sold some brakes. Okay, cool. They'll have that shit pulled out and they'll give it to somebody else further down the line. Because they've been there longer, or they need work.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck? And it's like, that shit just doesn't work. So, I mean, it's like, it's a great idea. Like, it's a great concept. But it doesn't work unless you fucking, unless you're up there already. Unless you've been there for years, and they trust you to do shit.
Right.
I mean, they gave this fucking kid a job that he didn't even have the tools for. And then they came over to me, they're like, hey, we know we didn't give you this job. Well, do you so happen to have the tool that this, like,
no.
Here?
No.
Get the fuck out of my face. Fucking assholes. That, I mean, just a bunch of dicks. And right. The same thing with, because I worked at Firestone, too. Same thing there. It's just like, okay, am I ever going to do something that's not a fucking oil change? Am I ever going to do something that's not a fucking tire? And the boss at Conrad's was cool. The boss at Firestone, he's a dick.
Right.
Fucking hated him.
Why don't you look into working at, like, a performance shop?
It's hard to get into those. I mean, it's hard to get into where the fuck I'm in right now. I only got there right now because I delivered parts for like a year.
Right.
And they were trying to get me in there as soon as he found out I worked on cars. And then he was like, I'm going to steal you. And I'm like, all right, bitch, give me money then. And he gave me money.
Right.
I held out a long time until the price was nice, you know?
So do you work for a company or you mostly just do your own thing?
Yeah. I mean, they're just it's a small little public shop. But mm-hmm. Other than that, I do my own shit. I still do shop work.
Right.
Man, I don't do much right now. It's cold as fuck outside. And for...
But doesn't that help? Doesn't that kind of help with people being free, like, blowing their engine blocks because they didn't put coolant in their car?
I mean, it does.
Oh, that reminds me. I need you to check the coolant. And the coolant and the power steering.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I need you to check all my fuel or all my fluid levels. But we can do that in my garage where it's warm. Now that I have a 2-car garage.
Right.
You got a heat in that bitch?
Nah. But I got a heater I can throw in there.
That works. That works. They get them. They get the 2-car garage pretty hot, like a propane heater?
No, it's an electric heater, but it throws a lot of heat. Okay. Like, a lot of heat.
Just start the engine and get a nice buzz going on.
Oh my god.
Then you forget to fucking turn the car on.
So what's one of the nicest cars you've ever worked on?
Nicest cars I've ever worked on? Probably a Benz.
Okay.
Newer model Benz?
What model?
Benz 2017.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Simple. I mean, it was just like a classic little like brake job, but I mean, it was nice and everything was easy to navigate for the most part.
Really? I heard that German engineering's kind of like fucked off, but
it's backwards from what I hear.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome, but it's fucking complicated.
Don't you have a German make car?
Mm-hmm. The fucking problem with German cars is that Germans are like, don't touch my shit. And really? That's the fucking problem with them. Yeah, you can't. Like, tune them. Tuning them is a pain in the fucking ass. Modifying them is a pain in the ass. Also, if you want to work on one, you better have the hands of a fucking 3-year-old. Because there's no fucking way that you're getting your fucking claws in them little tiny ass spaces.
That's weird, because German people are pretty big people.
I know, right? It's some bullshit.
I think they use a lot of tools to... Like fancy tools.
You have to have like specific tools for
fuck their
shit,
tools
right?
too. Because everything they use is fucking triple splines, inverted T's, like random shit that you're like, oh my fucking god. I mean, they're out here using fucking inverted T bits on a fucking brake caliper instead of a normal fucking bolt. And it's like, fuck you. I just want to do some shit in my yard.
He's doing something right, though, because their economy is great over there. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. One fact is that you can just continue to buy cars and then drive them as fast as you want until you crash them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, because they got the Autobahn over there. So you can drive as fast as you
want.
What
is that?
It's a highway that goes through, like most of Europe?
It goes through
or
all
Germany.
Of Germany.
Yeah, all of Germany. And, and there's no speed limit. You can go whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. You know I've heard of that. I just never knew what it was called.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you want. People crash and shit all the time. But, I mean, hey. But, I mean, German cars are good. British cars are pretty decent, but they don't really have any...
The only British car I can think of is, like, an Aston Martin. Like,
They don't have any cars.
Morgan is a pretty decent company.
Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan. It's a British company. They make some kind of like old school looking cars.
Yeah.
But they're like.
You mean like the old Morgan, the one that doesn't like that's dead?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, I don't know much about them. I just knew a company named Morgan was a British car company. I wasn't sure if they're still around.
I mean, I got a lot of shit. Like, they're most of British shit. Most of the shit that comes out of Britain is luxury, though.
Right. Yeah.
Like, expensive as fuck. And then same with Germany. Like, anything that comes out of Germany is luxury as hell. I would say, though, I prefer Volkswagens over fucking... Well, no. I prefer BMWs over Volkswagens. Because Volkswagens...
What's a Jetta? What is a Volkswagen like?
Yeah, Jetta.
That's about it, right?
Jetta, beside
Jetta's like
Audi,
the Honda Civic,
the A6, R8. Those are Volkswagens. Audis.
Oh, I didn't know.
Audi and Volkswagen are the same.
Yeah, Audis are Volkswagen.
Really?
You put an A4 next to a Passat, you'll be like, damn, that's the same fucking car.
Well, everybody seems to do that. Everybody comes out, it seems like somebody comes out with a new model or something, and then every single company is like, we're gonna make our version of that. Like the Audi, I feel like, is obviously a better version, but it's basically,
it's the luxury.
It's the luxury German answer to like the Honda Accord or the Honda Civic. You know what I mean? It's a similar idea altogether.
Car companies have been competing like that for years. Like even as far back as the muscle cars. Like the Ford came out with the Mustang, right. And then Chevy was like, oh, here's a Corvette and here's a Camaro.
Right.
And then Oldsmobile came out with the 442.
Right. Here, what was it? It was Mustang. Mustang was the first one out of all of them. That was like aimed towards teenagers and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, you want a drop top car? Well, this one wasn't drop top. This was the first one wasn't drop top. They're like, you want a car that's sporty? Because this was when everybody was fucking, like, greasers were real big. And fucking mafia and all that crazy shit.
Right.
And the fucking hot rodding and shit. That's when it first started. Mm-hmm. So everybody was like, here's a Mustang. And then it took Camaro, took Chevy, like, 2 years to be like, here's a Camaro. And that bitch shot up. Like, they were battling. They still battle, honestly, until, like, the 2000s. Because I think 2000 or was it 1998 the last Camaro was made until 2010 when the Transformers movie came out.
When the 2010 Camaros came out, those were nice in my opinion.
Yeah,
I like those a lot more than any other Camaro.
Dude, those brand new ones, dude, I saw this brand new ZL1 Camaro the other day, and oh my god, that thing looked like a monster. And that thing, you could just, that thing just looked like it was fast.
That's the ZL1. The ZL1s look nice. The body, like the aerodynamics on them, is really fucking clean. But the, like the normal one, that was shit.
Yeah. So have you ever had a job that either in the shop or one that came to you on your side jobs in your driveway, that someone came to you and asked you to do this work for them, and you were just like, this car isn't even worth the work?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I tell people to junk their shit constantly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I mean, seriously. What the fuck am I going to do fucking working on some shit? First off, I don't want to work on. Second, I'm going to break some shit. And then you're going to be looking at me like, you broke it. Bitch, you broke me. Brought me this piece of shit-ass car. Junk that bitch. Like, honestly,
how much do you get for average junk?
$400.
A car, $400. But, yeah, honestly. But it's easier to just park the bitch out.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
worth
parting it.
It
out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth it. It takes, it's a lot longer.
A lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, but it depends on if that's your business, because some people who have businesses and they do that shit, it's kind of like pull apart, basically.
Right,
yeah.
Pull apart.
But like smaller businesses, they would just, for example, you just get a car, take everything that's useful off of it,
junk the rest.
Then you junk that bitch for $400, and then you sell everything off of it, and now you made $3,000 off of it.
Fair enough.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I junked a Suburban, all that Chevy Suburban, and got $500 for it. So it's not a lot.
Yep, that sounds about right.
I junked my old Civic. I got $400 for that, and then we junked the Malibu Max not too long ago. And we got I think we got like $200 for it because Chevy's a piece of shit.
Oh, Chevy's a fucking garbage. Anything with a GM badge on it is a fucking piece of junk.
You know, and I say that to people, and they look at me like I'm crazy. So mostly, I don't have a lot of loyalty in any car, but I end up buying a lot of Fords, ending up with a lot of Fords, and I kind of like Ford. I just like them. I don't think they're the best or anything, but I think they're better than Chevy. Everybody looks at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, same. Because I fucking agree with you 100%. I like Fords. Chevys are just, they're just so fucking, they try to be innovative. And when you try to be innovative with every single piece of shit car, then you just cause problems.
Right.
And I mean, like, I get it. They pave ways and whatever for a certain shit. But other than that, they're fucking junk. They all rot out. They all have the fucking worst type of body setups in them, like the coating underneath them, shit. I mean, you can bring me a fucking 2002 Ford Taurus, and you can bring me a 2002 Chevy Malibu, and I can guarantee you the subframe is non-existent in the fucking Malibu, and the Taurus only has rust under the trunk. And it's like, what the fuck is, like, what the fuck is the disconnect here? It's just, I don't know. GM is just, GM's not the fucking business. And I know everybody's like, we love GM, we love our Chevys. And it's the Ford Chevy war. And you got Dodge back here like, hey,
we're just going to do our own thing.
I will say, the one Chevy,
everything's
and the
a
one
fucking muscle car.
Yeah. You see that they wanted to put a fucking Hellcat motor and a minivan?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They did already, I think.
Really? Well,
that's coming up. That's the next thing.
Just oh, you know why?
Yeah,
you know what? I know exactly why. Because dads are staying home more as a semi-stay-at-home dad. They want to just feel badass with that dumbass minivan. That's what that is.
You imagine
more women are working now, so.
Can you imagine some 40-year-old pulling up to school, dropping their kids off in that minivan, then they start doing donuts in the parking lot.
That'd be me.
All the PTO moms are like, ooh, he's so dreamy.
Right. And
then
just,
you know damn well, he's cheating on his wife too.
He's got that bitch straight piped.
Right.
He pulls out and
my neighbor actually has one. My neighbor has a fucking Durango.
Oh yeah?
I used to have a Durango.
It's an SRT Durango.
Right on.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Durangos,
like, what
or
the fuck is this thing? Brembo, like, fucking brakes and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You're like, yeah, it makes them out of order. I'm like, what the
this for?
I know. It's like the people who drive those Jeep Trackhawks.
Oh, yeah. Them same. Same with those. It's like, what the fuck?
There's this one guy that drives one. I always see him on the way to work. Well, more of I see him pass me. Because I'm just driving normally, and then all of a sudden I just hear... This dude is like flies past me like 90.
I will say the exhaust on those things sound fucking delicious, though.
They do sound pretty throaty. So
it's like a nice growl.
They yeah. just had the is that a V6 growl. Or a V8?
V8.
Damn.
No shit. That makes more. That yeah. makes a lot of sense.
Any V8 that has a modified exhaust just sounds bitching.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. V8s are easy to make sound good.
Yeah.
Like with an exhaust and shit.
That's, and I feel like V8, the only like benefit to having a V8 is like that it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like, honest to God.
Do you have the same problem with V8s with back pressure if you straight pipe them, or do they need to be forced induction?
Nah, you can straight pipe a V8 pretty easily.
And not lose any power?
There's so many fucking... I mean, you're going to lose... Depends on how big... Losing power depends on how big of a... Or how small of a pipe you get.
Right.
Okay, so if you do, like, a smaller pipe and open it up to, like, maybe, like, a wider tip at the end... Then you could probably keep your back pressure.
Yeah, you have actually a lot of back pressure, depending on how small your exhaust is. It's easier just to keep it the whole entire way.
Okay.
You can have a blast pipe at the back, but, I mean, blast pipes really don't do shit but affect sound.
Right. Yeah, it just makes it louder.
Yeah, it's either going to make that bitch sound like a fart can, or it's going to make that bitch sound like a monster, one or the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's really all when it comes to, like, blast pipes and shit. But, I mean, V8s are cool and all.
Nothing's more fun than a supercharged Mini, eh?
Honestly, no. For real. I mean, yeah, I can get in the boat. And I can drive the fuck out of this boat.
Right.
And I know I talk a lot of shit about GM, but the best motor that they have is a V8. And it's an LS. It's the same one that's in the Corvettes. Mm-hmm. Same one that's in the, like, that you had a Suburban, right?
Yeah.
You would have had it in your Suburban.
Yeah,
same one in the fucking Tahoes. The bitches roar. And I mean, they go fast. And they're small. They're lightweight. I mean, the LS is about as big as the Sabre.
I was surprised that my Suburban could get up to like 85, 90 relatively quick. Yeah. You're like, wow, this thing's so heavy. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, and then the engine is about this fucking big. So then you get, what? Then you put in a Corvette. You put in a Camaro.
Really?
And I think that's my biggest thing about fucking, like, old Chevys, or even, like, just Chevys in general, GMs in general. They all have the same fucking engines. Like, for example, their SUVs are running small-ass, like, the new ones are running small-ass 4-bangers that are shit. There's one in our shop right now that blew up. It has 40,000 miles on it.
Damn. It's a Chevy.
And it's a 2017. They're fucking...
What happened to it? Like, was the driver just not taking care of it? Or not changing the fluids? Like...
I think they put shit coolant in it.
That's a thing?
Yeah. So if you go to, like, gas stations, don't buy gas stations.
What's shit coolant?
It's water.
It's just water.
It's just water with food coloring in it.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm so fucked.
Don't buy coolant from gas
stations. So you can literally just put water in your shit?
You can. I mean, you can put water in your shit. Yeah, if you live in the South...
Yeah, in the South, just that's all we do. There's no reason to.
You don't need
water's
coolant.
Way cheaper than coolant.
Yeah. Up here, though, because it fucking freezes, you need coolant.
Then that's a big reason we shut down if it gets real cold down south, is because nobody can go anywhere. Because if you try to start your engine, you're going to bust a head or...
Crack a block.
It's just not even worth it. You're like, oh, it's freezing. There's snow on the ground. We're not coming to work.
Didn't they get snow a few years ago and they, like, shut down the whole fucking state over, like, thin dusting?
It got down to 19 degrees and I started calling it winter apocalypse. Like, legitimately dubbed it winter apocalypse.
Bro, I think it's
2014.
It was
funny as hell.
It was 19 yesterday in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
The afternoon.
I think it's been 19 here for, like, the last, like, 5 days.
Right.
Hell yeah.
And we're still out here doing shit. I moved in this weather.
All I did was throw my, like, fur jacket on, and then went back to work. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
But that shit was funny. I remember when that shit happened. And we were all like, because I think it was, like, the first time in a while that they actually shut down the whole fucking state. And everybody up here was like, what the fuck do you mean? They fucking closed? It's like, it's not even sticking. Here we are, fucking 8 inches of fucking snow on the ground. And we're just out here, sliding and shit.
So the big thing was, I had just started dating your cousin upstairs. My current girlfriend and baby mom and all that. Like, we had only been dating maybe 2-3 months at this point. And we just gotten back from a date. It was in the middle. It had to have been 2 o'clock in the fucking morning at this point. And the roads just start icing over. I'd never seen that before in my goddamn life. Because this is before I moved up here. And she's like, don't break on the ice. I'm like, okay, dumb blonde. Right. Thank you. Yeah, you come to find out she was right. So...
Yeah, dumbass.
I hit ice and spun the fuck out. Like, I did a complete 360 on the freeway, screaming like a little bitch in front of this broad. I'm like, after that, I was like, I don't know why she has respect for me or anything. I was like the girl is, you hear my voice. Like, you know I can hit some octaves. You know what I mean? Like,
when the first time that I ever spun out in a vehicle, I was with a friend of mine. And he, for the longest time, had a 2007 Mustang GT with the big V8. And he drove that bitch through the winter 4 years in a row. And then I was driving with him in the winter on Route 91 going east. And it just keeps getting shittier and shittier. It's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, so there's no one else on the road. Mm-hmm. Luckily. Because all of a sudden, we're going like probably, because it's bad, we're probably going like 45 miles an hour. On the freeway, because it was so fucking bad. We hit this patch of black ice, and we do like a 720 in the middle of the fucking highway while still moving.
Yeah.
While still moving forward at 45 miles an hour. And we start getting real fucking antsy about this, because this could go bad real quick.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden, the car stops because it grabs some traction, and we're facing the opposite way on the fucking freeway. And I was like, I looked over at him and I was like, it's probably a good thing there's no other cars in this road. We probably would be dead right now.
First time I fucking spent out, I was like a kid. Where my mom, she had a Trailblazer. The like top of the line edition, so it had a fat ass VA. It had an LS in it actually. We're driving, we're getting off at the 185th exit, right? A big ass roundabout. And we're going, dee-dee-dee-dee. And then we just fucking start spinning. And she's like, everybody. Close your eyes. Don't worry about it. I was like, okay, here we go. I mean, all four of my siblings are in the fucking car with my mom. And we're just in the middle of that fucking field. That big ass field is right there. Mm-hmm. We literally just sit there until we stop. And she's like, everybody can open their eyes now. I'm like,
your mom is
okay,
so...
Okay, let's do it again. For real.
Your mom is so chill. I can just see her just like two hands on the wheel just... Just with that, like, face of, like, when's this gonna be over?
For real. Right. The last time I fucking spent out was, I was actually in my mom's car. She has a Prius now. I'm fucking going down 271. Like, right from 90 to 271 before the fucking first Mayfield exit.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's in the car. Fucking sleep. I hit a patch, and I just, I'm fucking sliding side to side, sliding side to side, and she's sleeping. And I'm like, don't freak out. She wakes up, she's like, huh? I'm like, don't freak out. She's like, okay. And then here we go, just spinning the fuck out into the grass.
She probably freaking out.
No, she was just like, okay. And then we just fucking pull out of the grass and mosey on down the fucking highway. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it'd be cold outside. I go 70.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's snowing. I'm just like, fuck it.
I don't know.
It depends on the type of car I'm in.
I almost died the other day, as a matter of fact. Was that Bishop and 290th? Mm-hmm. And I just, like, there's a red light right there coming out of my neighborhood. And I just hit ice trying to, and I was braking just because there was a red light. And then right as I braked, there was ice. I'm like, of course. So I'm just going. And I slide down the hill. You know what I mean? There's that hill right there, right?
Oh,
at the other
shit.
End.
Oh, fuck.
That's a big hill.
I slid right through the intersection while I had a red light. And there's a car coming. And he had the foresight to see. He saw what was happening and hit the brakes. And thank God he didn't have ice. And I just slide to the other side down the hill. I'm like,
fuck.
Almost died leaving my neighborhood.
Yep. That's how it is living here in Northeast Ohio in the winter. Global warming, my fucking
right.
ass. More like global cooling, you dumb fucking
right. International
scientist.
International freezing.
Yeah, international freezing.
Are you kidding me? This year has been, like, we haven't had much snow this year.
No.
But we get a little bit of snow, and then it just fucking stays. It doesn't go anywhere.
It's been cold as fuck. It's been cold as fuck. Last year was like, you want to call fucking January? Oh.
Yeah. Last year it was like, we got a green Christmas this year.
Yeah, it was cool. Fucking July and fucking January last year. It was fucking, what, 50 degrees, 60 degrees? Constantly. Yeah.
This year was really cold.
Yeah.
This year it's cold as fuck.
I'm not going to lie.
It's cold as shit.
I know you have your opinion on climate control, but I will say, we've all been stuck indoors, and the smog level has been real low since we've all been stuck inside, and all of a sudden, we have a really fucking cold-ass winter this year.
That is true. That is true.
It's been cold-ass fucking hot.
Our winters have been fucking hot.
They have been warm the last couple of years. You know?
And it's like, that makes no sense. Because when we were growing up, we got snow. Every fucking Christmas was snowy as fuck until... What, like March fucking 25th until St. Patty's Day? And then St. Patty's Day was fucking cold.
Right.
Not like anybody gave a fuck because everybody was drunk as shit.
Right. Yeah, alcohol keeps you warm.
So. Right.
Yeah, but last year, everyone was inside for St. Patty's Day because they closed the fucking...
Yeah, right. No, St. Patty's this year.
Yeah, because remember, they canceled the parade last year because of COVID.
That was like right around when the shutdown happened.
Yeah, that was like right...
Because we were going to go. Happened.
Yeah, I was going to go too.
This year, this whole, or I guess 2020, my New Year's resolution going from 2019 to 2020 was like, because I'm kind of an introvert, I'm kind of antisocial, so I was like, my resolution with 2020, you already see where this is going, I was like, I need to get out more and do more shit and hang out with people, go to parades and shit, and then, yeah.
That was the world saying.
It's a sign. Stay your ass home.
In the first parade that I was like, all right, I'm going to go to this parade. I'm going to see some people. I'm going to have a fucking blast. They're like, we're shutting down the world. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Ain't that jacked?
Hey, people suck any fucking way.
That's how I feel, but...
You're like, I still need to go outside, though, you know?
And now I find myself, like, super frustrated anytime I'm, like, in a parking lot. I'm like, why are there so many people? Yes. What the fuck? Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but as soon as people enter a parking lot, it's like they take their license and rip it in half and throw it out the window. Like... Why is
And the pedestrians,
you
too.
You mean as soon as people pull out of their driveways?
Yeah, that fucking too, man. And then everyone nowadays is like, oh, pedestrians have the right of way. So I'm going to walk in front of this moving car. And if they hit me, I'm going to sue the shit out of them because I can do that.
Right.
If they're in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
If you're not in a crosswalk, bye-bye.
Yeah, I learned that one the hard way.
Sadly.
Well, not only that, but like, a car can murder you. It's just like, they don't give a fuck. It's like, what? You can't sue if you're dead. The famous last words of a lot of idiots are just going to be, I had right away.
Right? Hey, look, if the car hits you, just roll onto the hood.
Yeah, roll that's what over. I did. And then I whiplashed head into
the windshield. You got hit by a car.
Hey, that's why you're alive, though.
I don't know.
We haven't told the story on the podcast.
Yeah, so I actually was in a car accident.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what you call it.
Well,
right?
I'm sorry. I was out of a car accident.
I was hit by a fucking car
crossing the street on my bike, and I got hit so hard that my leg like kind of tacoed under the car.
Ooh.
And my head. It was a small car. It was a Honda Civic.
A Honda Civic.
Like an older model Honda Civic.
No wonder you're not dead.
Yeah, I know, right? If it was anything bigger, anything with any more horsepower, I'd probably be dead.
Anything bigger, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
You would have probably just...
And this is what happened. My leg kind of tacoed under the car, and then my body kind of went onto the hood, and the car hit me so fast that they hit me at 35 miles an hour. They straight up T-boned me at 35.
So not only...
And my head whiplashed into the windshield and shattered the windshield from how hard my head hit. I've had plastic surgery done to the back of my ear to essentially reattach it to the back of my head. And because it was like half of it was like dangling from how hard I got hit. And then I had a bunch of other stitches. I had like probably over 50 stitches just from the neck up, all throughout my face, on my forehead, on my chin.
If you look behind his ear, it's fucked up. Have you seen behind his ear?
Yeah, my...
It's just, like, gnarly as fuck.
Yeah.
Every time you're showing it to somebody and I'm in the room, I like my stomach turns. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
Dude, I feel
like... squeamish as hell. So.
I know my the backside of my ear looks kind of fucked up, but
yeah, the rest of your ear is fine. Yeah, but like
from the front
of your ear is like, oh my god!
Like you would never know my ear was fucked up unless I physically turned the back of my ear.
Right. Over.
But I also
yeah, they did a good job on it. I will say putting it back together is cool.
Yeah, the last three stitches that the lady did were like right down here.
Which that hurt like a bitch.
All the pain. It took her so long to sew up all the backside of my ear to make it look okay and to pull all the skin together that
well it's not even say shit like that god damn
the, it took so long that the pain medicine wore off and the last three stitches she had to do without any pain medicine.
Why didn't she just give you more pain medication?
Because
she, fucking bitch,
she
well, I just slapped her.
Well, she told me, she was like, I can either give you more pain meds now and then they're gonna take 15 minutes to kick in, so I have to go do my rounds, and my rounds I won't be back for another hour. So I can either do these last three now, or I can give it to you, and then you'll have to wait. And I was like, just do it. Just get it over with.
How long does
and,
the medicine last?
The stuff she gave me lasted about 30 minutes. And then she took her about 30, almost 35 to do most of my ear. I told her,
give me three shots, and then I'll wait.
Yeah, I should have. Right. Just give me a bunch of it, right. And I'll wait as long as you need.
Ladies and gentlemen, bachelor party. Bachelor Party. You can find them on YouTube, Spotify, and at Bachelor Party TX on Twitter. If you like them, please check them out. They're really cool guys. And they're from my home state of Texas.
You never had a stitch before?
You ever had a stitch?
Yeah, I have 5 stitches in my hand. I'm kind of tall. I was 6 foot tall at 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was putting my shirt on in the bathroom after a shower. I was on my way to a basketball game, as a matter of fact. I've learned not to do it this way now, but I put my hand in the hole and then like reached my hand up above my head, and I just banged my hand on the one of those square light fixtures.
Ooh.
And it caught the corner, and the whole thing fucking shattered. But it split right here, and they stitched me up real good there. And that was the only time, but yeah.
I would say the worst thing that I have like that's similar to what you had though is when I was in a doctor. I was in fourth grade, and my appendix ruptured.
Oh shit.
So I was like out of school for like 2 months.
It's actually pretty normal, believe it or not.
And then I'm in the hospital, I'm taking antibiotics. I gotta get this tube put to my heart, right? So I can take antibiotics and shoot it straight to my heart. Just so my heart, so the contamination didn't go up.
Interesting.
To fight it. So I went to surgery to get the tube installed.
Ooh. Is that normal?
Yeah,
is it a normal thing?
I don't know.
That particular surgery? Because I know, what do they call it? An appendectomy is pretty standard. I think they say like 2 in 3 people.
I don't know if it's that high, but
there's a lot of people that have that. I've never had mine removed, but
I know a lot of people have had theirs removed. It is fairly common. I don't think it's like super common, but it is fairly common. It's not uncommon.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so standard protocol for a doctor.
At this point, people would be like, "Oh, I had my appendix removed," and they're like, "Oh, okay." Right.
Yeah, it's a very fucking common thing.
I've never heard of them doing the heart thing.
Yeah, I've not heard of that either.
Yeah, but no, I had a fucking tube going to my heart. Maybe because I was young.
Maybe
that could be it too.
Yeah, your immune system wouldn't be developed.
When they're like teenagers and shit.
Yeah, teenagers to early 20s.
Just fucking turn. Bro, what the fuck is up with the spider right here? I'm about to
park this. There's a spider.
This bitch about to die.
Got you, bitch. Did I get it?
We're PETA friendly. We don't murder animals.
We murder spiders though. They don't count.
This is the greatest goddamn show on air. We not murder. Animals.
Not animals. Insects. Okay.
We're not having ourselves a Michael Vick situation on my podcast.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
Right. We're not Michael Vick. Apparently you're Bill Cosby.
I'm Bill Cosby. Yeah, we got the whole thing, you know. We got the
fucking sharing saliva somehow, some way. Like, you don't know I did it, but it happened.
Right. We got the Bill Cosby, we got the Michael Vick, and we got the poor man Seth Rogen on the show. So.
Damn.
You know, you're not the only person to tell me that I look like Seth Rogen.
You don't even, like, talk like him. You sound like him. If you started laughing like, you would have it down, dude. You could be an impersonator. You would make thousands of dollars like a week.
No, I couldn't do Seth Rogen.
Yeah, you could.
No, I couldn't.
But like, basically, getting it removed, right?
Mm.
Surgery went through smooth. Took my appendix out. Woo! I'm chilling. Fucking nurse comes in, and he's like, okay, you ready to go home? I'm like, fuck yeah. Ready to go back to school. And he's like, the tube. We got to get the tube out of your chest. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, thanks for not forgetting.
He's like, I'm like, so am I going to surgery? He's like, no.
No.
What?
I'm like, I went to surgery to put the bitch in.
Exactly.
he's like, yeah. I'm like, so what the fuck? And my mom's just sitting here. And he's like, okay, I'm going to need you to hold his hand. And we're going to take the tube out. Are you fucking joking me right now? Motherfucker takes scissors, digs into my chest, and cuts a hole around the cord that's in my... that goes to my heart.
I straight punch him right
and
there.
Pulls the bitch as he's cutting it. I'm in that fucking bitch screaming hysterically. Like... yeah, because I'm a fucking kid still. Like, that shit hurts.
I probably cry now. I cry like
dude,
a bitch
fuck.
Now.
And he was just cutting, and I took it. It took 5 minutes to get it out.
That is...
so 5 minutes of a guy cutting into my chest, and then part of it would come out, and he would have to cut deeper, and cut deeper, and cut deeper.
We all broke.
Huh?
We all broke.
No.
So So what the fuck? Why didn't you just give me meds?
Like, my mom worked for Cleveland Clinic at the time.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, she's a RN. That's the highest level of nurse you can
get. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I like mom just didn't want to piss off her scar, right? I have a scar right here from that shit.
You know, this is crazy. I really thought that we got really fucked up and really hurt by getting hit by a car and having those last three stitches without pain meds, but I think you take the cake, man.
Right.
I can't imagine a doctor digging a pair of scissors into my chest.
Yeah, no.
I would have ripped his throat out through his fucking back of his neck.
That shit was no bueno.
I could imagine.
I'm pretty sure I don't go to the hospital. Like, if I'm injured, I'm like, I'll suck it up. Like, dead ass. Like, if your situation, you had your appendix removed, my stomach would probably, I'd be like bent over, hunched over, and be like, yeah, my stomach kind of hurts. Like, you should go to the hospital. I'm like, no.
The last time I went to a hospital was because I was having an allergic reaction and I literally couldn't breathe and I didn't know what the fuck to do. So
I'm not gonna lie, I just croak.
I want to live a long life.
I don't want to die either. I'm not like suicidal or anything, but for whatever reason, I'm just not convinced.
You're just not going to do any preventative maintenance.
Right, I'm not convinced. Well, I take care of I'm trying to take care of myself now. I didn't do a very good job in my early 20s.
Yeah, you're not changing the oil on your temple, your vehicle.
I wasn't then, I am now. It's like I got about 40,000 miles in before my first oil change. Put it like that. and it's luckily I haven't croaked yet. So.
He's got like 40,000 miles on his last oil change. His brake pads are down to the metal.
The engine's dirty as fuck.
He's got a clogged cat, but still drives.
Somebody opens.
I don't understand any of these metaphors, but I feel like y'all just calling me constipated.
He's backed up, exhausted. He's backed up.
I eat a lot of oatmeal. I'm just saying.
He's got to rev that engine a few times while he's cranking it over.
He eats his Wheaties.
No. Oh, fuck you guys. that's what I'm wondering. Die in the hospital? Who pays?
Your family.
Really? Dead ass?
Yeah, dead ass.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going under as John Doe if I ever die. I'm not doing that to them.
Davis Cohen never pays hospital bills. Because
dead ass, you have to use your stage name too for that.
I really don't though. I literally funny. Every hospital bill that I have has been while I've had insurance. So I literally just say bill my insurance, and they bill the insurance, and then my insurance usually sends me like a check of what I owe or whatever. And then you know what I do with that? I put it right in the shredder.
Do you bill them under Davis Cohen?
Like, go fuck yourselves. Right. Ambulance? Nah. I didn't use the ambulance. Right. That was my neighbor.
Oh, man. I'm not trying to... I'm 100%. If my arm is, like, severed, and I'm holding it my other arm... I'm bleeding out. I'm calling an Uber. I'm going to be like, hey, you got any, like, Saran wrap?
Hey, do you have a cooler I can throw so some ice deeper. In?
Right. I'm not fucking spending $5,000 to get in the wham-wham car. Like, I'm not doing it, you know?
Dude, I rode in an ambulance one time when I was getting transferred from one hospital to another. And, like, it was...
They charged you for that?
Yeah, it was like, you know what it was?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, $5,000, right?
15.
What the fuck?
$15,000?
When I got hit by that car...
That's more than my school loans.
When I got hit by that car, I was transferred from one hospital to another, from Hillcrest to Rainbow Babies, because I was underage, because I was only, like, 15.
What the fuck?
And that ambulance ride was, like, $15,000. Everything else, I was in the hospital for the next day and a half, and I went home a day and a half after I got hit. And that entire bill was when me or my mom didn't have insurance. That bill was $55,000.
What the fuck? Well, you sued them, right? The people that hit you, they had to pay for it, right?
No, because I wasn't in a crosswalk, so it was ruled a mutual fault. Because the guy was speeding up to a red light, so they said that he had intention to run the red light, and that I wasn't in a crosswalk, so the officer was like, legally, there's not really anything you can do. Like, it was a mutual fault. It was partly your fault, it was partly his fault.
I still feel like
so only because you didn't die. If you would have died, then it would have been.
Oh, if I would have died, my family would have got paid.
Oh yeah, man, that's if they had insurance.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
I don't care. He had to fix his car, and I bet it wasn't cheap. I fucked that Honda Civic up.
Is if you can prove that the driver, or you can at least come up with the fact that the driver was in the wrong, and they hit a person, it doesn't matter what the person is doing. Now, if the person's doing some fucked up ass shit, and the driver was doing everything he could, and he wasn't breaking any rules or laws or anything like that, fine. But if you can find anything on the vehicle, the driver, I feel like that it's automatically your fault because there's a person there.
The fact that he was running a red light, you know?
Right.
That's more than enough to be at fault for that. You know, if you would have fucking stopped, guess what? You wouldn't have hit nobody.
Right. You wouldn't have hit anybody.
No, but you wanted to run a fucking red light. So, I mean, you hit somebody, almost killed them, and then what, you only got a ticket because you ran a red light? That's right. Bullshit.
You know what really upset me about that? I got that bike, like, literally 2 weeks before that.
Oh, so yeah, you were on a bicycle too.
Yeah,
so.
I used to do a lot of biking back in the day.
So, what?
And I bought that bike, it was like $250, and then 2 weeks later I get hit on it. And
how the fuck did he not see you? Because was he on Vine or was he on Lakeshore?
He was on Vine.
And you're going down Lakeshore where it kind of crosses, I guess. It tees right there.
Yeah.
And, so, in other words, he fucking saw you.
Well, he had to have seen me. I think he might have like been on his phone or. Eating something or some shit.
It makes sense.
Badass. Yeah, he was a big dude. Like, I don't know how this dude.
Let's cool it on the big dudes.
Okay? No. Not.
Hey, look, you're chubby. Right. You're chubby. You're not fat.
No, not big as in fat. I mean, big as in this dude looked like fucking like John Cena. Like, I don't know how.
Out of a Honda Civic.
Yeah, that's why I didn't understand. I was like, I don't. Yeah, probably well, because his head.
You didn't see him.
Well,
okay, so I get it. I know what happened now. He did slow down, but because he's so heavy, the car couldn't handle the switch of momentum. And it's just like, I can't break that. It's too much weight in here. Yeah,
dude, he got out of the car and he helped me get to the sidewalk. Because, like, I got up and, like, what I didn't mention earlier was that I broke my leg.
Right. You talked about it, right.
And I didn't know that my leg was broken because there was so much adrenaline and shock going through my body. That I stood up off the ground and I literally took like half a step. I just collapsed to the ground. Yeah. And the guy came up behind me and like put his arms under like my armpits and like just like carried me over to the sidewalk and like sat me up against this telephone pole. And then like he was like, are you okay? And no, he actually stayed the whole time. And like the first person that was on scene was my grandmother because she was like right down the street for some reason.
Right.
And because her office was right down the street. And so she showed up and then the first responders came. And then my grandma came and then like the guy was like stayed the whole time. He stayed till I got into an ambulance and was taken off. And he said sorry 1,000 times. And like he was trying to be nice about it, but. I mean, I still got hit by a fucking car and I was 15 years old. Like, I could have fucking died.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
And honestly, ever since then, I look at every day as a blessing. And that's why I live life to the fullest. Just do whatever the fuck I want.
Man,
there you go.
And that's why I'm not going to waste my time or my money paying fucking medical bills. Because you know why?
He's like, back to the topic, okay?
Back to the topic at hand.
Right. Fuck medical bills.
I mean... They didn't go against my credit. I just bought a house.
I don't understand how. This ain't caught up to you. That's what it is.
I still have a credit score in the 700s.
Your cousin got fucked on some medical bills on her credit.
Did she have insurance at the time?
I have no idea, to be honest. This is before she met me, so.
Probably not, because I don't owe creditors. I owe the insurance company.
Yeah.
Which will fuck your credit, too.
They're going to fuck you eventually.
They just haven't gotten around to it.
Probably once I switch jobs and get different insurance, that's probably when they're going to fuck me. They're going to be like, you still owe us a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And then, hey! and then you know what I'm going to say? Fuck you. I don't need your credit score. I have two cars and a house.
Yeah. Man, hey, pretty much.
And you got your mechanic buddy to help you out.
So. Yeah, exactly.
You got the connects, right?
Good after that.
I know a guy for everything.
Hey, can't go wrong.
And if it gets cold, you can come to my house.
Exactly. You got a big ass garage too.
Yeah, we're talking about getting that fucking dumbass car out of there eventually.
What you got in there?
It's
like an 05 Honda Civic with 45,000 miles. Yeah, why do you know
what I don't? 45,000 miles.
Yeah, it was like an old lesbian's car.
No, not a lesbian. not a lesbian. She was a widow.
Oh. I'm sorry. A lesbian widow.
Oh, my
widow.
God. Widow. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm trying to come up with some random ass fucking...
Yeah, it was this lesbian's car. She was this fucking... just looking clit.
Well... There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, hell no.
But like
her and her sister lived here.
Oh, it was her and her sister. Yeah, I thought they were lovers.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Her husband died. The original owner of this house, her husband died in the '80s.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Gotcha. And then her sister got it.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, like, dude, that car would probably only take maybe $500 to get running.
Right.
And you could probably sell it for $1,500 at least.
I'm gonna sell it to my brother for $5. So, just to get it out of there, so they can have a car.
It's probably
gonna ask you to buy it from me. I know somebody needs a little brother.
I mean, if you want it, and you can just give me $500 for it, I will fucking hand it to you. I don't care that much because there's my brothers are some of those what do you call them, feet draggers. So
slow moving.
Right.
If you got the cash, I'm sure you wouldn't mind getting out.
Yeah, hey, so, well, look. Let me look at that bitch first.
Right. I mean, like I said, it will cost you another $5 to get it running and everything. Give or take.
I don't care.
Well, it probably just needs a tune-up. Because
I mean,
it's just
as
been
long
sitting.
As the body is fine, that's all I give a fuck about. I mean, it's
going to
need tires.
It's all new fluid, all new tires, and all new brakes.
We jumped
past that. I don't think there's much else wrong
with it. I mean,
yeah,
that doesn't matter to me whatsoever. I just need my brother to have a reliable car.
We jumped it, and it started up fine.
Yeah, it needs a new battery, too.
Yeah. And, like, I pulled it back, like, 5 feet, and then pulled it forward, and, like, I mean, the brakes work, but you're probably going to want new brakes.
Oh,
it's been sitting for a while.
Right.
But just some, like, tune-up work, and I bet you, for under $500, you can get that car running.
Right. Give or take. Yeah, because like I said, it's got less miles than both of my cars sitting in my driveway, and both of my cars are, I got a 2017 Ford Focus and a 2019 Nissan Versa, so yeah.
If you got a flashlight, I definitely want to look at that bitch today, and then I will give you money Friday.
How are you?
Dead ass.
He's a mechanic, bro. If it's a halfway decent car, he's gonna buy it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And plus, Honda Civics. It lasts forever.
And I'd like to get you to take a look at it anyway. So if you're like, this is just straight trash, I'd be like, all right, well,
yeah,
I'm going to junk it then.
Junk it, exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
fair
not
enough.
Even waste your fucking time.
Right. Well, we got about 10 more minutes, give or take, on the episode. So real quick, did you have a question?
I did have a question.
Go ahead.
Since this whole thing was about cars, I wanted to ask you guys, if you had enough money to buy any car that you
see,
want
I was gonna
in the world.
The same question.
Really?
Yeah.
Any car that you want, your dream car... Don't even matter about anything else. Just your dream car. What would it be?
I'm going to tack on to that question. I'm going to make it a two-part question. Maybe it'll be the same answer, but we'll see. Take in consideration that you're a mechanic. So, your just dream car, and then your dream car, while also the fact that it needs to be easy for you to, like, work on. Or not necessarily easy, but just, like, something that's, like, not a pain in the ass for you. With money not being an object.
With money not being an object, there's nothing that's a pain in the ass.
Right.
At all. I mean, honestly, there's nothing to it to fucking... Because, I mean, people can be like, I like BMWs, but they're expensive to work on. BMWs are easy as fuck to work on. Audis are pretty easy to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You have an engine issue. You have a fucking transmission issue. You unbolt 5 bolts, the engine and the transmission come down. Plain and simple. And then you got everything that's right there open. There's all your fucking space. That's why there's not that much space in the cabin. Because usually, I'm at a BMW dealership. We have BMW at our school. They just dropped engines all the fucking time.
Right.
It was easy to do shit. But, if I had to say dream cars, I have a lot of them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I couldn't choose one over the other. But like,
what's
so
the
I guess
first one you would buy?
The first one I would buy is probably, if I had to go with dream car, Ford GT.
Or GT?
Yeah, that's
what year?
Probably the 02 one, which was the last, like, of the old classic race car style that they used to race on the track in, like, in the old days.
I thought it was 05.
Was it 05? It could have been. I know it was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
But that car is so fucking beautiful. It was so ahead of its time, and it's ridiculous. I mean...
Well, it used to be the GT40.
Yeah, it's the GT40.
That was
the one that was at the tracks and shit.
Yeah, that was the one that won Le Mans.
Uh-huh.
66 through 69.
Yep, that bitch was illegal to drive on the streets.
Yeah.
And then they made it, and they made it to drive as a supercar. It was Ford's first supercar. That damn thing is beautiful. It's godly.
That's their idle car.
Even the newer ones are so, they're so fucking nice. But I would prefer the older ones because it's more to the track style that they had back in the day. And that car is just...
So, yeah, didn't Mustang and then GT kind of come together to invent the Mustang GT? They kind of, like, merged that together?
Well, when you think about Mustangs, you got to go straight Shelby.
Yeah.
Or Shelby, right. Yeah.
Carroll Shelby.
I actually just watched that movie, the one with the...
Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It's a good-ass movie.
When they put... And they always put the Coyotes against the what the fuck is it called? The LS's? Which is Chevy's versus the GM motor versus the Ford motor.
Mm-hmm.
And the LS does outlast, and it's more, like, applicable. You can put it in whatever. But the Coyote is always, like, a one-of-a-kind. And that's the thing I think I like about Fords more so. Their shit is one-of-a-kind. You can't really just take a fucking engine out of a fucking Mustang and just throw it in something random.
Right.
That bitch has to be in a Mustang. And it's designed for the Mustang. Like, you can't suit it to anything else. It's for a Mustang. And it creates power. It creates monstrosity power when you really fucking look at how heavy a Mustang is to how heavy a Corvette is. It's like, why is my sports car competing with your supercar?
Right.
And your sports car is just in the fucking dust when it comes to my sports car.
Right.
And then the Shelby. Shelby is just, I mean, he changed the whole fucking dynamic of Ford, basically. And I think that's the thing that I like about Ford is more individual, especially when it comes to their cars. And they just have more, I think they have more to offer than GM.
Because
they just kind of throw shit where they feel they need shit. And then Ford is like giving tender love and care, you know?
Right.
But Ford GT would be my first car.
That's dope. Like, yeah. So is that the answer to his question? And then
let's answer both of your questions.
So just that's easy. But, it's generally easy to work on. But
I wouldn't know if it was easy to work on. It's a super fun. I mean, it's a supercar.
It'd be fun to learn it though.
But oh, it'd be 100% fun to learn it. That and then because honestly, that question, the work on question, that shit doesn't matter to me because I'm I work on whatever.
Right.
I work on whatever.
I was interested in learning or wanting to know what a good car would be to be like.
In general,
I also would like that just because it's easy to work on generally. So.
Easiest things to work on are Japanese cars.
Really?
Small engines, nice power, lightweight, tons of fucking space.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear a lot of, I gotta use the word conservatives. A lot of conservatives tell me it's hard to find parts for Japanese cars. Is that true?
No.
At all.
Why
not
the fuck do people tell me that then?
Because they want you to buy
an American car.
I guess I can understand the sentiment.
Even though our cars are made in fucking Mexico.
Most of our cars are made in either Mexico or Japan. They send like Ford Focuses over to Japan and they assemble
them. Ford Focuses, the new ones, are from Germany.
Are they? Yeah. So I have a Ford Focus. Yeah, they send all their shit overseas anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
like, what the fuck?
You're not keeping
matter?
Our money in America buying an American
exactly.
car.
Exactly. We're not on the fucking assembly line doing shit.
So what would be your dream car, Cole?
I couldn't even answer that question because I don't know shit about cars. Based off of looks, I'm not your typical dude.
Based off of looks,
yeah,
what would be
looks.
One of your favorite cars?
Based off of looks, just I'm going to go Aston Martin.
Aston Martin?
It's just any of them. I don't know the fucking models of any of them, I gotta say.
The James Bond car?
The James Bond
the
car.
The older ones or the new
ones? The older ones.
Older ones? Yeah.
There is one new one that they just brought, they just pumped out the last year or two, maybe 3 years, last couple of years.
Probably the DB12.
It's just fucking beautiful, dude.
The DB12 and the Martin Vanquish, those ones are...
Well, you know those are Fords, right? The newer ones?
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Newer Aston Martins are Fords. The older ones are still, like,
makes sense.
Britain, but Ford bought Aston Martin, and they have collaborations all the fucking time where they're Fords. New Aston Martins are Fords. That's why Ford stopped making supercars. I mean, it's the same with, like, Lincolns. Like, you can put a Cadillac, you can put a fucking Escalade next to a Lincoln Navigator, and you'll be like...
I used to have a Lincoln Navigator.
What the fuck is this?
That is nice.
You'll look at the Escalade and be like... That's 2001.
Yeah, they look.
This
exactly
is 2025 when it comes to the fucking Navigator.
Right.
Navigator has the fucking orbital dash and shit. Mm-hmm. Like everything is fucking electric. the fucking, you walk up to the car, and the fucking, what the fuck, I keep, the foot things, they fucking pop out the bottom.
That's crazy.
Just from you walking up. Like, if the bitch is unlocked, they just, yeah, and then they just suck back up like nothing. Like, it's just sleek. It's so fucking nice.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's the most fucking beautiful thing ever. And then you look at a Cadillac Escalade, and you're like, this is still the same fucking Escalade from 2008.
Damn.
It's like, that shit makes no sense.
I would hands down say that my dream car would be an R35 GTR.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. R35?
Yeah.
Godzilla on them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Not even, like, a brand new one. I'd want, like, a 2010 and just, like a...
The less boxier ones.
Yeah, the kind of little bit more sleek ones.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, just gut it. And then just, like, make it, like, full-on fucking race car.
Oh, yeah. Before they got all boaty and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that sleek look. It was almost closer to the R34s and R33s.
Uh-huh.
And then they got boxier and boxier. Yeah, I mean, the new ones still look badass as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just more bulky.
Yeah.
And plus, those VQs sound fucking gnarly.
Are you talking about the ones that are in the GTRs?
Yeah.
I forget what the fuck they're called. The VQs are the ones that's in the...
Those are in the threes and the Zs, yeah.
Yeah. But the fucking... The six... Dude, those things are fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude.
They're nuts, dude. We went to fucking FD, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And that bitch... And I forget who fucking has one in their car. But you can just see it. And it just looks like... I mean, it's so tiny compared to everybody. Everybody's running this fucking big-ass V8. I got a V8. You got fucking Adam LZ, and he does a straight six. It's either a V8, a 2JZ, and then you got the couple cars that have the fucking ones that's in the GTR. That bitch is a V6.
Right.
Why the fuck is that thing dogging V8s left and right?
I like V6. I do. They're nice and sporty.
They're sporty, and I feel like if you have a V8, you just want to be able to say
that's
you
a,
have a
V8. Yeah, they're not necessary anymore. That's a big anymore. Dick contest.
They're not necessary
is.
Anymore. I mean, the best engine is a V6 anyway. They're the most balanced engine ever.
That's mm-hmm. how I've always felt about it, too.
Yeah.
Does the GTR have a turbo?
Oh, did I say V6?
Yeah.
I'm in a straight six. Straight six is the most balanced engine ever.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Isn't a 2JZ a straight six?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say it was great having you on tonight, man. I really appreciate you coming out.
This was fun.
I think we learned a lot about cars just from having you here. And we'd love to have you on again maybe sometime in one of the future seasons.
I feel free. I know a lot of shit.
Absolutely.
You have any I like to talk.
Absolutely. Right, you're a good conversationalist.
Win or lose, I'm still sucking Tom Brady's dick. That dude is amazing. In 2 weeks, is our final episode of the season. Check it out.